from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror strikes again in London. British police said Thursday they have arrested seven people in connection with the attack near Britain's Parliament in London, which killed three people and ended when an officer shot dead the attacker. Mark Rowley heads the counter-terrorism policing.
We think we know who the attacker is, and as I say, we're working to look at associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into railings protecting Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged and attempted to enter the building. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman who was killed.
PC Keith Palmer, a member of our Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command. Keith, aged 48, had 15-year service and was a husband and a father. He was someone who left for work today expecting to return home at the end of his shift.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved and said the location of Wednesday's incident was no accident.
The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
She said any effort to defeat those values through violence is doomed to fail. London Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar message.
My message to those who want to harm us and destroy our way of life is you won't succeed, you won't divide us, we won't be cowed by terrorists.
The probe now is focusing on the motives, preparations and associates of the man. Wednesday's attack was the deadliest in London since the four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in suicide bombings in 2005. Parliament reopened on Thursday. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Criminal Court on Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to an additional year in prison and fined him for interfering with witnesses, including the offer of bribes during his earlier trial. Last year, Bemba was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity for the actions of his forces in the Central African Republic. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva on Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces near an IS-held town in northern Syria. It is part of the campaign to liberate the nearby city of Raqqa from IS occupation. Stephen Zunis is a University of San Francisco analyst.
This is the most direct involvement the United States has had thus far in Syria, at least in terms of having forces on the ground.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in the area in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told a gathering of the Global Coalition Against Islamic State Wednesday that defeat, not degradation, of the IS insurgency is the top goal of the U.S. in the region.
Our end goal in this phase is the regional elimination of ISIS through military force. The military power of the coalition will remain where this fraudulent caliphate has existed in order to set the conditions for a full recovery from the tyranny of ISIS.
He said the U.S. will work to establish interim zones of stability through ceasefires to allow refugees to return home, although he did not provide any details. An international children's rights organization warned today that more than 1,100 children per day could drop out of school in 2017, first day of the new Afghan school year. Save the Children cited ongoing violence and instability, a lack of employment opportunities for parents, and an increase in Afghans forced to return from neighboring Pakistan as prime reasons for the dire prediction. In the meantime, Human Rights Watch said Thursday that many schools in the Central African Republic have been looted, occupied, and damaged by armed groups. It said education has become elusive for about one-third of the children in the impoverished and conflict-wracked country. The chairman of the congressional committee looking into allegations of Russian influence in last year's election said yesterday some of President Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance following the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee. He said while the information had been collected legally, revealing the names of Trump officials was not. Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia. And a key vote in Congress looms later today over reform of the U.S. health care, and President Trump and his Republican allies appear to still be short of the votes in the House of Representatives needed to repeal. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.